Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So I'm dragging this morning. I'm cold turkey on my coffee because my doctor wants me to take a couple blood tests in a week, and that means no coffee, no spicy food, no citrus, no alcohol, no chocolate, none of the fun stuff in life. And I'm really missing that coffee right now. But hey, we're going to get stuff knocked out, and today on Wednesday, we are still chest high from the northeast at about 7 seconds. We have some 9-mile-per-hour north winds that are adding a little bit of chop on top of the shorter period. Now, we have a longer period northeast swell that should be filling in later in the day, and that's going to bump size up a little bit, and it looks like wind should drop off later in the day as well. Now, North Florida, your winds might be a little stronger in the afternoon than south of the Cape. For tomorrow on Thursday, we're continuing chest high, but now it's going to be from the east at about 10 seconds. We may have a touch smaller conditions by the end of the day, and winds are going to go northwest and build into the mid to possibly high teens. Looks like we should have some similar conditions on Friday. We could see a little background bump coming in from Melissa on Friday and into Saturday, but that's going to kind of depend on how strong the storm is when it passes by and how quickly it passes by. We should have brisk northwest winds that back off as the day goes on. Looks like we're going to be in a little bit of a downward trend starting on Saturday, but that's assuming Melissa doesn't strengthen a little and kick up a little extra wave height for us. So speaking of Melissa, Melissa weakened down to a Cat 3 when it passed over Jamaica. It still did a ton of damage down there. I think they said it's like the second or third strongest storm to make landfall in the Atlantic Basin, depending on how you rate the storm's strength. If I remember correctly, if you're going by wind speed, it's like a tie for third place. And if you go by barometric pressure, like low pressure, it's a tie for second place. So this has just been a ridiculously powerful storm. And right now, I'm pretty sure it's still a Cat 3. It's passing over the eastern tip of Cuba. And after it passes over Cuba, it should weaken down to a Cat 1 or 2. And then it's going to clear the rest of the islands before hitting the Atlantic. A little before midnight on Wednesday, and then it's going to start to accelerate up into the Atlantic. It's going to pass, like I said, about 600 to 650 miles offshore of Florida, the eye at least. And that eye should be north of the continental U.S. by the end of Friday. So it's going to be a pretty quick pass. Because it's passing so quickly and because we have this big wind field of west winds, we might just not see as much surf out of this one as we normally would expect from a hurricane at 600 miles offshore. But like I said, it's not like we're not going to see anything out of Melissa. We'll probably still see a little swell on Friday, maybe into Saturday. And, you know, you never know. It might strengthen a little bit, might actually surprise us and send us a little more than that. So, hey, I'll be back on Friday to give you guys an update on what that's going to do. And until then, as always, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.